kuna vitla tena laisha Ilonda sisi sakayuma Molofa ukalusuma Na unguma Mayote chisuma Nana le kutuma Pano nitutuma Kefo nitumbuma Shabwelele numa Nakuleta pafupini Chikonji chakodyo kodyo Kosa siva nezo Sobela na mporo polo Watangapo kutoka mumanja Yava olo olo Chicheni mburi Chempiri piri Mangolo mpolo My blood brother Freddy numa Zati nina chusu Ijaba jaba landlord Mutumba nina susu Sikili chukubeti Matamu ni susu Ndine numba Musa chani chosefo ufu Tuta sana chendele Sato ona kakwama Na pina pere Kisa Yesu kumusumba wa wama Walani menyela pomuzima iso mambama We cry together in good and bad she my mama Ikambale no keep your faith yes musakaloshe Only God's voice mumatu mwanga itotoshe I trust we basala nisaba poshi Bateki baka nikwila ni ngoshi Bestie anani sabapo na mache sinyopunja Kaze when I fall I pick myself up nonzikunja Ne wakalo nda wechi baba leka nizisunja Musakani kase mutima ukale kotunja Osa niona so Sintu viti lemo singi Vashie mani uti namba ntumepo ya drink Kaze selling into enemies na vasindi I'm smoking no day Bola one only pinky Please land Elijah Please land Elijah Land Elijah, no fake friends, only we land Elijah. We land Elijah. We land Elijah. We land Elijah. Not give up, don't wanna be like in Elijah.
Hey, I'm trying to fight up. Big clouds in the air, and I'm live in the cut. They talk about me just to get a little buzz. Moving at my own pace, bro, I'm not in a rush. Sometimes you gotta know what's fake and what's real. Sometimes you gotta switch locations, switch screens. Said I wouldn't make it, then I did. At times you gotta leave the devil where he is. Mama kuna 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 marido.
We work hard for what we do. We strive for greatness. Heavier than DJ Feezy. Power FM.
You dig? Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
$500 million allocated annually to school feeding programs. Gordon Party calls for reform in appointment of Auditor General. Six people injured after a fire breaks out at Lagos International Airport. In international news and in sports news, Copper Queens to test themselves against Canada, Brazil, Korea Republic in 2026 FIFA series.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. The Ministry of Education says government is allocating 500 million kwacha annually to the school feeding program, marking the first time such significant funding has been directed towards the initiative. Ministry of Education Assistant Director and Head of Communication, Kunda Mando, says the program has steadily expanded in recent years, explaining that coverage increased from 67 districts to 84, later rising to 106 districts during the drought period, and is now operational in 116 districts countrywide. Ms. Mando disclosed that as of December 2025, a total of 8,193 schools were benefiting from the program, with additional schools incorporated this year. She added that the number of learners covered has grown from 4.6 million to 5 million. She further noted that learner attendance has improved significantly, rising from 65% to 85%, according to Ms. Mando. This has contributed to an improvement in the grade 12 pass rate, which now stands at over 70%. She attributed the progress to various government interventions, including the introduction of free education from early childhood education level, strengthened school health services, and the expansion of the school feeding program.
This is the first time huge funds are being allocated to school feeding. So we're talking 500 million kwacha every year. The Ministry of Education is very systematic, very methodical. We're always starting on a small scale just to see where the loopholes are, how we can improve on them, and then we start extending, we start upscaling. So just when everybody was, you know, grappling with what to eat in the schools, it was safest then than ever before. And now proudly to say we are feeding 116 districts. As of last year, 2025, December, it was 8,193. This year, the increase is there, and for in as far as money is concerned, we are, in as far as the number of children are concerned, we've upscaled from 4.6 million children to 5 million children.
Jackson Selawe, president of the Golden Party of Zambia, GPZ, has proposed reforms to the appointment process of the Auditor General, arguing that the current system compromises the independence of the office. Speaking in an interview on the party's GPZ Research Vision, Mr. Selawe said the first pillar on auditing reforms would be to remove the president's powers to appoint the Auditor General. He argued that presidential appointments are inherently compromised, as appointees may feel loyal to the head of state who selected them. Mr. Selawe cited the example of the Director General of the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, alleging that the official had previously sought to stand as a member of parliament under the ruling party before being appointed to the anti-graft body. He questioned the impartiality of an office that is tasked with investigating ministers and senior government officials, particularly if its leadership is perceived to have political affiliations. The GPZ leader also raised concern over the placement of the ACC under the office of the president, stating that such arrangements may weaken institutional independence. Mr. Selawe said under the GPZ proposal, the Auditor General's office will be restructured into autonomous authority, with the head of the office appointed through a transparent parliamentary process, suggesting that candidates should be publicly interviewed by a parliamentary select committee, similar to procedures in South Africa, where senior judicial officials undergo public vetting by parliament.
The first pillar in the GPZ research vision with regards to auditing is that first is that we need to get rid of presidential appointment of the Auditor General, because all the presidential appointments to some extent are compromised. They are loyal to the one who appointed. I'll give you an example, practical example. You love the Director General of SEC. This is the person who wanted to stand as Member of Parliament on the ruling party. And today they are appointed. And in other words, they were in the party structures of a ruling party. Because that's what we do as politicians. We cannot appoint. In our, for example, in the GPZ constitution, it's very clear. If you are going to be a candidate, you must have been in the party for a number of years. Added to the in good standing. Now, you appoint this kind of a person. First of all, I believe that the reason, there are two basic reasons when people want to stand. They want to serve. Or sometimes it's political survival. Some people want to go and stand just because they want to survive.
The Pensions and Insurance Authority, PIA, has rolled out the first insurance regulatory sandbox, a landmark initiative aimed at advancing innovation, resilience and sustainable growth in the insurance sector amid its emergence of digital platforms. Speaking during the launch last evening, PIA Registrar and Chief Executive Officer Namakau Ntini said the sandbox comes at a time when the sector is experiencing major shifts in the financial sector and financial services are being reshaped by technology and innovation. Mrs. Ntini said in the recent launch of Insurance Marketplace by MTN Momo and the Insurance Hub by Airtel Money demonstrates not only clear indications of the growing interest in the insurance market, but they are also examples of how technology can drive industry growth. She added that despite a steady increase in licensed entities, particularly intermediaries, the growth in the sector has not translated into expanded insurance inclusion, stating that product diversity remains limited and reaching to underserved communities, which is still minimal.
Innovation properly guided is a vehicle for us to take us there. While we remain firmly committed to our oversight mandate, ensuring market stability and quality border protection, the landscape has evolved so rapidly that oversight alone is no longer sufficient. That is why tonight matters. It signals the pensions and insurance.